device is powering down, leader. Results of experiment? The device has functioned within the logically anticipated parameters. Excellent. Then the plan will continue. Logic suggests that all races will now fall under cyber influence. Our army will expand without limits. Our new cyber army will be invincible!
Slow down! I think I'm getting a blister!
We'll stop soon, Rob, I promise.
Oh, crumbs, Chief. These aren't my trainers, they're Nick's!
Well, the main shoe room should be just down here. Just round the corner, in fact.
But there isn't a corner!
No, there isn't, is there? How odd.
Are you sure you know where we are?
This is corridor 427, which leads us back round behind the tertiary kitchen, past the main shoe room, and then onto the control room. Well, one of them, anyway. At least, I thought it was.
Oh, great. Know this ship like the back of my hand, you said. Now we could be wandering around for days.
Nick, he must be meddling with the architecture.
Leader, an anomaly has been detected in the telepathic compeller's readings. Elaborate. Amata Nikasin has received the impulse from the device.
That is not possible. All Amata Nikasins have been converted.
The impulse was received in deep space. Exact position cannot be determined.
Then we will determine it during the next test. Increase the power levels. We must find the exact position of this Amata Nikasin.
Yes, leader.
Bring the next test forward by 20 units. We must know how susceptible the subject is and how far it can be manipulated. This is valuable information we can utilize before the machine is used on the Masonian population.
We seem to be on course. I wonder how I managed that. Ow! Not again!
Listen to us!
Listen!
Listen!
The past?
You must see this!
Where am I?
Welcome home, Nick.
Your voice, your face, you're young again.
It's all a matter of perception. You're seeing our world as it was, and me as I was then.
Is this? It can't be.
This is Amata Nikasin, as you'll never know it.
How can I be seeing this? I was told it was destroyed.
It's a gift we can share with you. We can only show you our memories. We can't return home.
You're not on our planet anymore, then?
We're lost, but that's not important now. You must see our planet as we knew it.
It's beautiful.
It was indeed, until Darborn brought doom down upon us.
Hang on. You told me it was the Doctor that destroyed our home.
We'll come to his part in the story later on. For now, Darborn concerns us, as it was he that set the entire chain of events in motion with his alone programme.
What's that?
We're a telepathic race. This meant we were capable of great empathy, which engendered a planet-wide ideology of peace.
Sounds good to me.
It was, but telepathy is a double-edged sword. We knew every thought of our friends. There was no peace. We learned to deal with it from childhood, and until Darborn came along, there was never any thought of living without the voices of our entire race united in every one of us.
Why would he want that to end?
Power. You can imagine how influential he'd be if he could dampen the Amata Nikasin telepathic field. Truly, we'd all be alone.
But that's terrible. He was wiping out everything that made our race special.
Yes, he was. Let's see him at work.
Whoa! Where are we?
Watch carefully, Nick. These are the glimpses of our history that will help you understand our plight.
Come on, come on. It should be any minute. Now. Yes, I am here.
How is the work going?
I'm working along the principles you suggested to me, but I'm having problems convincing the High Commission to proceed.
No matter. Just carry on the work. Your people will thank you eventually when they see that telepathy has been the weakness that has held them back over the centuries.
Oh, I'll show them that there is pleasure in being alone, that there is strength in being one and only one. The ministers may not see it, but a demonstration may help to, force their hand.
Then the work on the dampener is completed.
Thanks to your suggestions, I shall test it on myself.
Ow! How can I be dreaming this?
You're not. You're reliving it through the collective Massenikassen mind.
Then you're not.
We live on, if you can call it living.
Come home to us. Come home.
Help us!
Come home.
Come home.
Come
home.
Come home. Come home.
Home. I am coming home.
Report. The test subject is subdued and now susceptible to our influence. Excellent. Project the probability of success with a live Massenikassen. There was an unanticipated factor involved. Explain. The test subject is a companion of our enemy, the Doctor. The ship matches the records in our databanks of his TARDIS. Inform Cyber Control on Telos of this news. The Cyber Planner must know of the presence of our enemy. The Doctor must be integrated into our plans immediately. Yes, Leader. Will the machine now be used on Masiona? Not until we have consulted the Cyber Planner. The presence of the Doctor changes the factors at play here. Open a channel to Cyber Control on Telos.
Well, I'm utterly baffled now. You know, when Nick was young, he used to spend hours wandering around these corridors. Exploring, he called it. Used to be a right pain trying to track him down at bedtime. Looks like he's got me chasing him again.
Oh, I'm tired of all this aimless searching. Can't we just have a little bit of a sit down?
We can sit down when we find what we're looking for.
If we ever find what we're looking for, which, considering you haven't even told me what it is you're looking for, it seems a bit unlikely right now.
Have a little faith, Rob. You need to work on your optimism. You know, old Razalon used to say he'd never break the time barrier. In the end, I had to go back in time and tell him that he needed to stay optimistic. Positive thinking got him through a few dark nights.
You're making it up.
Well, I might be exaggerating a little, but you get the idea.
So you're saying that if I think positively, the next door we open will be the one for the room you want?
I'm absolutely positive it will be.
Oh, this isn't Harry bloody Potter, is it? Bet it isn't.
Go on, open it, and let's see if the power of optimism wins this time.
Here goes then.
That's one up to optimism.
I'm still not convinced. Blimey, look at this place. It's very glassy.
Yes, well, it is a glass configuration of the control room.
Oh, we should use it more often. This place would really make people go, ooh, when they walked in. So spacey and alien-y and technic-y.
I would, but after a while all the echoes give you a headache. Anyway, we've got work to do.
Oh, it must be a right difficult old job to keep it all clean, though.
That's another reason why I stopped using it. Anyway, we've got work to do. Let me see, if I just... and give it a bit of this...
What are you doing?
Oh dear.
That's not an answer.
Well, that explains a great deal.
What does?
Sorry, Rob. If you look at the scanner, you can see the course of the telepathic spike heading out from Massenikassen.
The little blue box. That's us, isn't it?
Right. The spike is aimed directly at us now. If I plot its course from earlier, it was heading out from Massenikassen, through the Melian system, heading out to Massiona.
Doctor! What's wrong?
What? a moment of deja vu, that's all. Don't you understand, Rob, the path the telepathic spike is following? This is exactly what happened last time.
Incoming communication from Cyberplanner on Telos.
This is the Cyberplanner on Telos. The involvement of the Doctor can be used to our advantage. We will exploit his companion to ensure the Time Lord is finally removed as a threat to the cyber race.
How can this be achieved?
The Doctor is not logical. We will use that weakness against him. The telepathic compeller used at full strength on the Doctor's companion will be used to drive them both into a heightened state of emotion. We will exploit those emotions to destroy him.
Our sensors indicate that his TARDIS is already on course for Masinikasa.
Then time is short. You will access the memories stored in the databanks to find the most appropriate images to use against the Doctor and transmit these to his companion. You will use his anger to manipulate him. It has already been shown that he is receptive to the simulacrum. Utilize this tool to its full potential.
The machine is ready.
Then do not delay further. Follow the logic of my instructions closely. The Doctor is a cunning and unpredictable enemy, but it is logical that this time we will succeed.
It always looks easy when the Doctor does this. It all looks okay, I suppose. Oh, who am I kidding? I've no idea. At least if there are no alarms going off, I'm doing all right. Speaking of all right... Rob, are you there?
Ah! Oh, I wish you'd give me some warning before you do that.
I hope you're not too lost.
Ah, so it was you. Could you tell me where the shoe room is? I could really do with finding some comfier trainers right now.
Sorry, I had to scramble everything randomly. I had to stop the Doctor finding somewhere he could interfere from.
Ah, all you've done is make him angry.
Don't worry, it won't be for much longer. Only till we arrive on my planet and see what the Doctor has done to it.
Okay. Are you sure that's a good idea?
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, it's just a little bit of a sense of a vibration I'm getting from the two of you.
I thought it would be nice if we all experienced the results of the Doctor's handiwork together.
Right, well, before you do that, I'm going to need something to eat, and I'm going to need to change these shoes. You're going to have to let us in the control room at some point.
I will. Trust me.
Trust? I don't see any of that being repaid at the moment. We're lost in the bowels of the TARDIS, and you're all safe in the control room. Doesn't seem very fair to me.
It was the only way I could deal with all this.
But you're not dealing with it. You're locking it all away to confront it later on, and I'm fed up of being caught between you and the Doctor... Ow! Who's that, Nick? Is that you?
Rob, you shouldn't be here.
What is that voice? It's filling my head!
I can't concentrate enough to break free of our link, Rob. Stay calm.
Stay calm? Is that the best you can do?
Watch what the Doctor did to our planet.
They'll strain us and then make us zombies until they're ready to convert us. Where are you taking him?
Bring him back!
No, I won't let you do it. I'll kill him first! I want to be alone.
That can be arranged.
No!
No!
Please help him, Doctor!
Was all that?
Glimpses of Masinikasa, I think. What the Doctor did to my home.
No, it's not true. It's the images. They're manipulating you into seeing things the wrong way.
Oh, you both like that, wouldn't you? You and the Doctor are in this together. Just go away, Rob.
Nick, don't you just...
Go away! Manipulated? Ha! I don't need either of them. I'm going home and they can sit and rot in the TARDIS corridors until they're both ready to apologise to me.
That's right, Nick. You don't go with anyone else but your own people.
Come home.
Come home to us.
Yes.
Home.
Rob, can you hear me?
Doctor?
Rob!
Oh, I think I've just had a glimpse of what Nick's seeing.
Really? How interesting. What did you see?
There was a planet in flames. You were there working on a machine, then the TARDIS left. There were people screaming and a man laughing. Two very scared people huddling together before what looked like some kind of weird laboratory with a great big machine in it exploded. Not nice.
I'm not surprised. Nick's being indoctrinated. Slowly and surely he's coming under their spell, and by the time we reach Masinukasa, who knows what kind of state he'll be in. That settles it.
Settles what?
The only way to get our Nick back is to sabotage whatever it is that is producing the telepathic spike. That should bring Nick to his senses again.
Oh, that makes sense. Now how are we supposed to do it?
We have to get to Masinukasa first.
Brilliant.
Only problem is, we're already going there, and whatever I do to the TARDIS isn't going to get us there before Nick gets there.
Oh, hang on. I've got an idea.
You have?
Yeah. Remember when me and Nick tricked you about Daleks being the TARDIS? We used the time rings to escape. Couldn't we use them to get to Masinukasa?
Sometimes you astound me. That's an excellent plan.
Blimey. I didn't think you'd take it seriously.
Of course I would. You shouldn't put yourself down so much, Rob. Remember what I said about positive thinking?
Yeah, well, I also remember what happened when we used them last time. You know that lecture you gave us about them being, terribly dangerous, and only to use them in a last-ditch emergency and all that?
That's the spirit. Now, under here should be another set of time rings. All the consoles contain them. They're like temporal life buoys. Now then, if I just look up the coordinates of Masinukasa, I can program the coordinates into the time rings. And what do you know?
We're ready to go!
Yep, the two of us plunging into the unknown to save our friend.
Oh, sounds like business as usual to me!
Alert! Alert! Heavy chronon discharge emanating from the TARDIS. Can the discharge be tracked? Our sensors are already tracing its course through time and space, leader. Where is it heading? To Masinukasa! Plot the most probable destinations and dispatch squads of Cybermen to each of them. If it is the Doctor, he must be captured and neutralized immediately.
What about the Masinukasan?
Continue his indoctrination by the telepathic compeller. The history banks show that when we last confronted the Doctor, he was accompanied by two Masinukasans, a male and a female.
They were killed in the explosion that destroyed the original manipulator, but the male was extensively scanned when he came aboard our ship with the Doctor.
Excellent. Then we will create a new personality template to project to the Masinukasan.
I can't. I must need to talk to the Doctor. He couldn't have done it. He just couldn't. He doesn't destroy planets. No, I've got to find out what happened. Rob? Rob, are you there? Odd. I should hear something. Even if he's trying to block me. Let's try something a bit stronger. Rob? Nothing. Doctor? I don't believe it. They must be here. They must be. No! Please leave me alone! I have to think. Clear my head!
Nick.
Another new voice in my head. Hooray! Please, just leave me alone.
I'm not surprised you're bewildered. I'd have been too, if I'd have grown up alone. You have grown up better than I could possibly imagine.
I have?
Oh yes, I'm so proud of you.
You are? Why?
For coping alone. We had the strength of an entire planet's population to help us as we grew up. A Masinukasan alone is something none of us have ever known.
Thank you. The Doctor did the best he could. He's the best father you could have wished for.
Yes, I'm sure. But it's no substitute for knowing your real father, is it?
I couldn't know him. He died.
Did he?
Yes, the Doctor said so.
The doctor, eh? What else did he tell you?
That's none of your business.
Not much, then. That sounds like the doctor I knew.
You knew the doctor?
Oh, yes. He has a way of getting into your head that puts even us Massenkassens to shame.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he leaves. He left Esther and me to die.
He doesn't do that.
Oh, yes, he does. Watch me. Watch.
He's dying. I'm sorry, Esther. There's nothing I can do. I must stop this machine.
No, you'll destroy our planet. You can't.
There's no choice. I have to stop the impulse from the Cybermen.
You'll let us all die?
Your child could be saved if you let him come with me.
You've taken my last hope.
Isn't that a better option than you all dying?
I don't know.
We must decide. I have to get away before this planet is destroyed.
Take him. Take him. Goodbye, my son. Goodbye, Nick.
Thanks. Bye.
Aaron! Nick!
No! He wouldn't! He just wouldn't!
But he did. I was there. He left me and your mother to die.
Dad?
He killed us, son. The doctor killed us.
My tummy! That is not a pleasant way to travel on an empty stomach.
You'll be okay. Come on, we can't stop here for long. We've got work to do.
Where are we heading?
There's got to be a control room somewhere. Let's try through here.
Uh-oh. I don't think this is the control room somehow.
No. This is Massenkassa. What's left of it.
What? How did this happen?
I happened.
Doctor!
No wonder Nick
hates
me.
Come on, we've got to go!
Look what I've done.
Doctor! Get up, please! Ah!
Rob? Oh no!
Do not move, Doctor! You are now a prisoner of the Cybermen!